some kind of sauce, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's the way you make ice cream soda. But that wouldn't be.
Is sauce the same thing as gravy?
Yeah, I would say so. Of course, you can make different flavors of salt and make different gravies. Mm-hmm. You can make a thickened gravy, or you can just have ham gravy. Or I would think it was.
Mm-hmm. What do you call food that you eat between meals? So you're going to have a
snack.
Snack.
Either. I just never did do too much of it. I don't know what the proper name would be. I'm going to have a snack is what I'd call it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just a bite to eat or something like that?
A bite to eat, a sandwich or something.
Mm-hmm. What do you do when you when you get up in the morning, you go into the kitchen and sit down and do what?
Well, the first thing I do when I get up in the morning, I put my coffee on and take my grits and cook my egg and sit down and eat breakfast.
Okay. And you would say yesterday at that same time I had already
eaten.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And last week I
eat about the same time.
Okay. What is it most people drink when they're thirsty? They just go to the kitchen sink and get them a
drink of water.
Mm-hmm. What do they drink it out of?
Well, I got a little tin cup, not a cup either. It's a little flat thing, a dipper-like. Mm-hmm. I just catch it and drink it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I drink out of a glass. A dipper is what I was raised to drink out of, mm-hmm. what we call a dipper, mm-hmm. with a handle to it, a cup back.
Mm-hmm. If you're drinking out of a glass, you might say that the glass fell off the sink and
broke. Mm-hmm.
You might say, I didn't
intend to it, I didn't break it, mm-hmm. I didn't knock it off. Mm-hmm.
Someone else has
left it sitting there. Mm-hmm.
Broken the glass. If somebody asks you how much water you drink, you might say, well, I
drink three cups or three glasses.
Mm-hmm. And then you might ask me, well, how much have you?
Yeah, how much have you drank?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you, all right. If dinner's on the table and everybody is just standing around waiting to begin, what would you say to them?
Dinner's ready. Come on. Let's eat.
Mm-hmm. Let's have a seat.
Have a seat.
Mm-hmm. If somebody comes into the dining room, you might ask him, well, won't you
have a seat? Mm-hmm. Eat with us?
Mm-hmm. Or won't you sit down?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he would, so then he...
He would,
You ask him to have a seat, so then he...
He'd go ahead and sit down. Mm-hmm. I'd probably say he didn't have time. Mm-hmm. Just a minute, or pull out the chair and have a seat.
All right. So after that, nobody else was left standing. They had
all had their seats.
Yeah. It all.
Yeah.
Okay. If you wanted to... If you didn't want somebody to wait until the potatoes are passed to him, you would just say, well, go ahead and
help yourself. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he went ahead and